Translation. Kunti, after overhearing Arjuna's telling of the end of the Yadu dynasty and disappearance of Lord Krishna, engaged in the devotional service of the transcendental personality of Godhead with full attention, and thus gained release from the course of material existence.
So, Krishna has got two kinds of existence, prakat and aprakat. Prakat means when you see Krishna personally, when Krishna is present on this planet, everyone can see Krishna. Naturally, everyone saw, but only the devotees could understand that here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is called prakat, physically present. And there is another phase which is called aprakat, not physically present. But that does not mean Krishna is dead or God is dead. Krishna, that does not mean. Prakat or aprakat, physically present or not present, it doesn't matter. So, after all, he is adhokhaja. This word is used. Adha. Adha means subdued. And aksha. Akha means eyes or senses. Akhaja. Ja means generated. So, our senses are there, eyes, ears, hands, legs, nose, so many ten senses are there. So, we are acquiring knowledge, generated, knowledge is generated from the senses. But so long our senses are materially contaminated, we do not get real knowledge. We have to acquire knowledge through the senses. But unless our senses are purified, we do not have real knowledge. So, we cannot appreciate or understand God, His form, His name, His quality, His pastime, His entourage, nothing of that. We can understand by these more present material senses. That is not, therefore His name is Adhokhaja. Adha. Adha means cut down. You cannot approach the Supreme by your this blunt material senses. That is not. Therefore His name is Adhokhaja. Adhakrita Akhaja Jnanam Jatra. The Adhakaja and Jnan means experimental knowledge. Just as the modern scientists, they believe in experimental knowledge. But they are so rational in their own case, they will say, yes, you are trying. In future it will be successful. Why not experimental knowledge now? If you say that life is generated from matter, you are writing so many books and getting Nobel Prize, why not by experimental knowledge prove that here are some matters and chemicals and here is life? That is the real try. This is a escape. Actually, science means two things, observation and experiment. If you do not experiment practically in the laboratory, simply observation is not sufficient. That is not science. That is theory. Anyway, this experimental knowledge is not very helpful in the matter of understanding the Supreme. Experimental knowledge there is, but not by these blunt senses. When these senses are purified, then that experimental knowledge, that is means spiritual experimental knowledge, there is perfect. Therefore it is said, adhokhaya. And our Krishna consciousness movement is to understand that adhokhaya. Adhokhaya means it is beyond the perception of this material. This is our subject matter. Our subject matter is not anything material. Material is within the purview of my material senses. But our subject matter is beyond the senses. Adhokhaya, therefore, we say. Adhokhaya. Just like Kunti and others. Krishna was not present before their eyes. Krishna has already gone, he is above. But still, it is said that ekanta bhaktya bhagavati adhokhaje. Adhokhaje. The same word is. But if you cannot see God now, how there can be ekanta bhakti? Ekanta bhakti means the unalloyed devotion. This is the secret of devotional life. Even God is not physically present, a devotee can be very much exalted by devotional service. That is the teaching of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because the sahajiyas, sahajiyas means persons who take things very easily, according to his sense perception, manufacture, they are called sahajiyas. But these Gauriya Vaishnava, the devotees following the footprints of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are not sahajiyas. They are devotees of the adhokhaya. Beyond the sense perception, still they are devotees. This is the secret of Gauriya Vaishnava. Beyond the sense perception. That's why Goswamis, they were living at Vrindavan. And what sort of living? Simply separation and search. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also taught us that. He was searching, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And feeling separation. It's like you feel sometimes with your lover, separation, and you search. This is our process. Always feel separation from Krishna and try to search out. This is ekanta. This is expressed here. Ekanta bhaktya bhagavati adhokhaje. Adhokhaje is beyond my perception. Still my devotion is unalloyed. Not that I cannot see where is God. What is devotion? Just try to understand. It appears to be contradictory. Because foolish people say that if you cannot see God, where is the question of devotion? You have to serve God, but if you cannot see God, then how you can serve? Therefore, particularly this word is used, ekanta bhaktya bhagavati adhokhaje niveshika atmopura adharama sanskriti. That is the process. So, even though we cannot see God with our present eyes, But God is so merciful that He becomes present before us in a manner by which we can see Him. That is this, vigraha, atyavigraha. God is beyond our sensual perception, adhokhaya. But those who are neophyte, they may become atheist that we cannot see God. That how can I help? But those who are advanced, they can see God every moment, although physically others cannot see. The example is that Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. Prahlad is seeing God. But his father, he is asking, where is your God? Where is your God? You are seeing to the pillar. Is there your God there? But he is seeing God there. He says yes. So he became angry. He broke the column and actually God came out. So, it is the question of advancement. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers taught us that if you feel separation, how you will feel separation? Unless you love. And you simply worship the Supreme in a feeling of separation, then that is perfection. Then that is perfect. Therefore, the Goswamis, their prayer, their method of worshipping the Lord at Vrindavan, they left their ministerial post and went to Vrindavan by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, what was their process? The process was Tapya Surnamati Samandalapati Sanin Sadhasu Chava. They give up their materialistic way of life. That's very insignificant. Their ministers. Their ministers, their associates were very big, big men. But Tapya Surnamati Samandalapati. Mandalapati means leaders. Leaders of the society, big, big politicians, businessmen, important men. Because they were ministers, everyone used to come to see, and they were associated with them. But they give up. Tapva Tuvnamasi Samandala Patishani. How it was given up? Sada Tuchu. What is this? There is no need. Then Bhutva Dhinarani Sakokan. Why? Why they give it up? Because they thought, under the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they understood that so many mass of people are suffering without Krishna consciousness. So we have to do something for them. Therefore they give up. Not a fancy, I become naked. That's all. What is the use of your becoming naked? You must do something. That is Krishna consciousness. Not that I have become a mendicant. I have given up all material things. You cannot give material things. Instead of portmanteau, you may have a shabby cloth. That's all. You cannot give up. That is not possible. You have to accept that. But they are thinking that because I have given up this portmanteau, that I am now a shabby dress, I have become advanced. Not that. You must have positive engagement. That is, we find in the life of Goswami. Tattva Purnamasi Samandala Patisani Sadatuchava Bhutya Dinagani Sato Karunaya Kopina Kanthasito. Kopina Kanthasito, blind clock only. Meaning minimizing the bodily necessities of life. Because they prepare. Dina Ganesha Kau Karunaya. To give mercy to the mass of people. Mass of people. If you become so much dependent on the bodily necessities of life, then you cannot become fully and wholly for the benefit of the mass of people. Our Gandhi, he imitated this for the mass of people, but that was to extend to a certain extent successful. But it was political purpose. It was political purpose. These things are not for any material purpose. Then it will fail. If you imitate spiritual life for material benefit, then it will fail. So, the Goswamis did not do so. They gave up this material opulence for spiritual advance. Positive. If you don't get something positive simply by negative process, you will never get it. Then again, you will fall down. Just like big Swamis in India, sometimes they come to your country also, they say that this world is false. Jagat mithya. Mithya. But we don't say that it is false. We say it is reality, but temporary. That is life level. How it can be false? Because everything is produced by the truth, by the absolute truth. Janmadrasajata. Nothing can come out except from the absolute truth. Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. I am the origin of everything. If Krishna is true, he is the origin of everything. So how everything can be false? Is that very logical? No. If something has come from gold, that's why we have got so many preparation of gold, gold bangles, gold earrings, gold necklace. But it has come from the gold, therefore it is gold. Now it can be false. Gold is never false. Gold is gold. So this philosophy that Brahma Sattva Jagat Mithya, the gold mine is right, but the gold earring is wrong. No, that you cannot see. If gold mine is right, then gold earring is also right. Because it has come from the gold mine. Similarly, Krishna says that Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am the origin of everything. And the Vedanta Sutra also says, Dharma Adrasthitataha. Absolute truth is there from whom everything emanates. So everything has emanated from Krishna. So how this material world can be false? It is true. Then what is that false? It is not false. It is temporary. But the idea that this material world is for my enjoyment, that is false. That is false. As soon as you get things that it is for my enjoyment, then it is false. Because you cannot enjoy. You are not the proprietor. God is the problem. Why the trouble? Why the problem for the world? Because people are taking things for their enjoyment. Why this petrol problem? Actually, that petrol, stock of petrol, in any part of the world, that is God's property, but these rascals, they are claiming that my property. That is false. Neither the petrol is false, neither God is false, everything is right, but this conception that this petrol belongs to me, this is false. And as soon as this false conception is more, that is Krishna consciousness. Very simple thing. So we are trying to remove this rascal's false conception.
That is Krishna consciousness movement.
We don't say that this world is false. Why?
This world is false.
It is not false. It is fact. It may be temporary. But it is fact. Just like this winter season. It will not stay. It will be for 3 months. Again, summer season will come. So we cannot say that this winter season is false. No, it is not false. It is fact. But it is temporary. So temporary things, although it is real, so if we can utilize that reality, sense of reality, for the supreme reality, then our life is successful. That is called ekanta bhaktya. That is stated here. Ekanta bhaktya bhagavati adhokhaje. Ekanta bhaktya. Ekanta means without any diversion. Everything is avasule or thinking. That everything belongs to Krishna. Why shall I use it for my personal sense gratification? This is called ekanta bhakti. Ekanta. Eka. Eka maiva dityam, eka Krishna is one. There cannot be any competition of Krishna. Eka anta. That one end. Bhakti. That means that supreme. Eka anta bhakti. Ananda bhav. Bhadati imam ananda bhav. Sadhuri var hamantabha. Apite sudura chara. Bhadati imam ananda bhav. That ananda bhav. Is simply concentrated to Krishna, that is required. That devotion, in any circumstances, it doesn't matter whether Krishna is personal, Krishna is present. But because we want to see with our material eyes, therefore we claim this, that I want to see Krishna. He does not accept that he has no eyes to see Krishna. But with his blunt eyes, he wants to see Krishna. That is, therefore his name is Adhokhaja. Krishna is there. That sun is there in the sky. But the person who is in darkness at night, he wants to see sun. He is in darkness. Otherwise, one who can fly from this country to other country, you can see immediately. The sun is there. Sun is everywhere. But my eyes are being covered by Maya. I cannot see. Therefore, he is called Adhokhaja. Adhokhaja. So, Krishna consciousness movement is to understand that Adhokhaja. And that is Bhagavat Dharma. Sabai pumshan paro dharma, jato bhakti adhokhaje. Not to become a rascal, that here is the avatar of Krishna. Let us go and see. One who can see Krishna, he can see Krishna everywhere. He can see Krishna here. Why one should go to a rascal, another rascal? No, that's not. Therefore Krishna is adhokhaje. There are so many things to be learned. Everything is there in the authoritative scripture. If we take advantage of this book, we are taking so much labor to present. You can understand the science of Krishna very perfectly and your life becomes successful. It is not the question of seeing Krishna personally or no. Krishna is personally present everywhere. Simply, you have to purify your eyes to see Krishna. That is one thing. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. Sarvapadhi vinimuktam tatparatena nirvalam. This is the process. You have to be above the designation. Sarvapadhi vinimuktam. In this way, you have to become purified, nirmalam. Nirmalam, malam means dirt. And nir means no dirt. sarva bhadimidhimattam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchya. In this way, when your senses will be purified, then you will be eligible to serve Krishna. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam. Because Krishna is the proprietor of the senses. He is the proprietor of everything. So our senses, as it came, this is my hand. Actually, this is not my hand. It is Krishna's hand. Krishna has given me to use it. Therefore, this hand is like my hand is utilized for my benefit. I am not using this hand for your benefit. This is natural. My hands, my legs, my eyes are used for my purpose. If it is actually Krishna's hand, how it can be used for your purpose? So when you learn this science, that this hand, I am claiming, it is not my hand, it is Krishna's hand, it should be utilized for Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. So that we have to learn by the process. As it is, Eganta Bhaktya Bhagavati Alok. Then what is the benefit? Niveshita Atma Uparava Sansite. If you can utilize your senses for the service of Adhokhaja beyond your sense perception, if you adopt that method, then the benefit will be Niveshita Atma, fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, always. Very, very easy, but those who are not doing it, for them it is very difficult. Krishna says, he gives the prescription, that satatam chintayantam ma, always thinking of. Manmana bhava madhubhakta, madhyadi maam namaste. Here is the chance. You come to the temple, engage in the temple service, naturally your mind will be absorbed in Krishna. This temple is open, not far, making a fuss, just to make this process. Niveshita Atma. Always absorbed in Krishna thought. That is the process. Always. 24 hours. Kirtaniya Sadahari. This is the process. 24 hours we shall be engaged. Not that 5 minutes meditation and then 23 hours and 40 minutes engaged in other business. No. 24 hours engaged in Krishna's business. That is called Niveshita Atma. Then what will be the result? Upara Rama Samsite. Upara Rama means then you become, you cease from this repetition of birth and death. This is the result. This is the actual aim of human life. Animal life and human life, this is the difference. We repeatedly say, the animal cannot understand, neither they can perform how to check birth, death, old age. That is not possible for the animal. But human being can do that. Saptadeham punarjanma nayati. What is that process? Niveshita Atma. Always be absorbed in Krishna thought. And you are saved from this repetition of last days and all days. Thank you very much.